The Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast on demand.
Setting the bar. Kelly, if I were to say a setting the bar story, you would say,
just don't do this, yeah, and you're having a great day.
Yeah. Yeah. That's right. So I've gone on record as kind of saying, you know, public proposals aren't really my thing, kind of cringy to me.
Uh-huh.
So setting the bar, if you can manage to make it through the day without breaking up with your girlfriend via scoreboard display, you're doing okay.
Oh my gosh. Breaking up with your girlfriend?
Yeah, public breakups, maybe even more so.
Oh, that's way cringier. Yeah. Oh my gosh, I've never heard of anybody doing this.
Right, neither have I. So during Saturday's game between the Akron Rubber Ducks and the Harrisburg Senators...
By the way, the mascot game on point for those teams.
Right? So great. Oh, the Akron Rubber Ducks, Harrisburg Senators, they were battling it out on the field.
We're going to legislate our way to a win today.
But one of the scoreboard messages that displayed on for everybody to see kind of stood out, you know, amongst all of the happy birthday, Tyler, and mommy, daddy, love you, and all that stuff. A fan named Tim used his fan shout out to send a message that read, Alyssa, this relationship is, in all caps, over, Tim.
Oh, my God. Oh, wow.
Yep. Rubber Ducks Creative Service Coordinator Jack confirmed that the message, which has since gone viral, is real, and that the fan who purchased it paid about $5 to do so.
Okay, so then I'm assuming Tim and Alyssa were at the game together, and then once that flashes, does Tim get up and leave? Does she get up?
I was
going to
say,
leave?
I think it's her that gets up and leaves, right?
I feel like someone's getting up and leaving, right?
Right. I would imagine it should be Tim that gets up and leaves. But no,
if it were Alyssa, I would dump the drink in Tim's lap and walk out.
I know.
Oh my God. I mean, how humiliating.
Yeah.
I mean, breakups are devastating.
Yeah.
But to do it in such a spectacularly mean, public way like that, I mean, what in the world led to that? What is the backstory?
I can't tell
you. Unless, maybe she's a cheater.
I mean, maybe. I mean, we could speculate about the backstory of that all day.
That's what I'm going with. That's what I just made up in my head. And that's probably, that's fact in my head.
Okay. Wow.
She deserved it. She had
You have already crucified her and she has done nothing wrong so far.
I don't know. This is horrible. Anyway, you slice it. It's horrible. I'm uncomfortable. I'm shocked. I'm stunned. I don't know how to react. Oh my gosh. I need to know more though. Kind of. Don't you?
I mean, if there's a way to go out, that'll do it, right?
Oh, yeah, there's not really any coming back.
So, again, if you manage to make it through the day without, I mean, hey, you could go to a Bats game this weekend. Why not, right?
Sure. But if your relationship isn't in the best place, maybe we don't use that, the scoreboard, as a little shout out to dump your relationship.
Yeah, that's setting the bar.
Oh, my God. You know what? Don't even do it in a restaurant either. Let's just keep our breakups private.
I know.
Because it's traumatizing. Like usually,
I said,
right?
Like I said, like public proposals. And now that I've found out this, public breakups are cringe. So
awful.
All right. We'll tweet the story out so you can read more at Ben and Kelly Show.